The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys. When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paige. And we begin with this. Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. So do the Gen Zers answer the phone without saying anything? Is that a thing? I do this, but then I'm just a bitch.
That's it's kind of odd. Like
you just click it on and see if they say anything, and then if they don't say anything, you hang up. I do that in the car.
I had to tell my mom, you know, there toward the end, I was like, if it says scam likely or it's a number you don't recognize, don't answer it. Don't answer it because they'll use your own voice against you.
Like, yeah, the voice print.
Yeah. Voice print, that's right.
At least when the bank wants to do it, they'll ask you, you know, for permission first.
I mean, we're screwed.
Yeah, we really are.
I mean, we are literally screwed when it comes. They could be, you know, if we were famous, there would be deepfakes of us.
Because they don't need much to get audio samples.
If we are famous.
Yeah, they really don't. You're right. Like, you continually talk, I think it's 90 seconds continually, and they can draw a whole vocabulary out of that.
Or you could say the three words, balls, ass, and wiener, four times over. And that's all they need to form new speech patterns by those three words.
See, that right there is a sign that it came from Hollywood.
Yeah, I've already said it once.
Yeah.
Well, some employers are complaining that it's difficult to deal with the younger workers because they lack manners and they don't meet you in the middle. And they don't they do that.
Like, they don't meet you in the middle?
Yeah, like if they're calling, they're not going to say anything. They're waiting for you to say something. And one person says, I'm a recruiter, so I do a ton of phone interviews, and something I've noticed about the Gen Z generation, specifically that a lot of them answer the phone and don't say anything.
That's like...
I can hear their breathing and noise in the background, and they wait for you to say hello first.
A serial killer, what do you call them? Kill a lot of people?
Serial killers?
Serial killer type stuff right there.
Yeah. Do you remember, though, back in the 80s when, like, weirdos, whatever you want to call them, predators, they would call and they would just do heavy breathing to women?
Oh, yeah.
Like, was it sexual breathing or was it just like...
I was making fun of them.
This is my impression of you walking from your car to your door.
God.
You need to lose some weight.
Click.
That's not nice, and I wish you'd stop calling me like that, fat boy.
I'm going to call you every day until you're not fat anymore.
Wait a minute, that's David Blaine. I recognize him.
I know you're going to get fat again. I know you're going to get fat again.
Just blew my cover.
His real name's Ralph.
He lays on me and keeps me warm at night.
Oh, boy.
His code name's my cover.
Why is it when they, you know, your barn door's open, they say you're hanging brains, but then if you shot yourself in the head, your brains are hanging out.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's,
like, why is that associated with the two? Or hanging brains, or you blow your brains out?
If you blow your brains out, does it look like a bunch of nuts hanging out of your head?
I don't know. Like, what if someone blew your brains out?
Always, that's always.
You're hanging brains. Well. I thought it was a birthday cake. Blew it out.
All right, so when...
All right, bypass my joke, Paige. F yourself.
Okay,
thank
moving
you.
On. All right. That's really bad courtesy.
Free yourself is what I meant.
I did. Free yourself.
The All rest right. will follow.
So another thing about the Gen Z generation is they ask...
They suck.
They ask these people online, at what age are you officially old? So get this.
30 is what people say now.
22% of these people say you're over the hill at 35.
Oh, my God. It's I'm 7 years over the hill.
I'm well past.
So.
I don't care either. Those people are all reliant on computers and stuff.
You know, I troll social media.
Yeah,
there are a lot of young people that have lives. So I just like to ask them questions. Do you know what a VCR is? A CD player? None of them know.
Until it becomes cool again, and then they want yours.
They never know what
They're
any
like,
of this stuff
no,
is.
No, you cannot have that. Get out of my stuff.
That is very insane.
Yep. A pager? I'm not going to know what a pager is for sure.
Oh, gosh. Remember this?
Actually, one kid knew what a VCR was because he was at his grandma's house, doing the live, and he turned around and said, I think it's that silver thing right there. I was like, yeah, that's it, buddy.
That big clunky thing that you have.
You got it.
I want one. I want to find a VCR.
Instead of trying to become a man and macking on your girl, you jumped on a live.
Why do I
want? For no reason at all.
Why do I want a VCR?
No one asked.
Well, I'm going to say it. Because I want to see old video of my mom, and I miss my mom.
You know, I...
And I would like to make, like, something for my
family. I know. We got all the home videos and stuff, and it... I mean, God, I'm weird. I those things, watching them now, would just depress me.
Why?
Because it's my mom and dad that are gone.
I know, but you can remember happy times, because my mom was notorious about running tape. You don't hear that anymore.
No.
But like birthday parties, Christmas, it was always there.
God, it sounds cliche, but people actually did it.
Like, yeah, they did. Now I want to see the good times.
I wouldn't want to go back and watch.
No, because I look awful. I have so much regret. And it, like the videos, my dad was hardly in them because he manned the camcorder.
You see smoke coming from behind the camcorder.
you see something stick out. Is that a snake? And you just see a little vantage ashing off.
Yeah, it's too much of a reminder of a simpler time and place.
Yeah, like old pictures, old notes, all that stuff. Like I keep them, but going back and reading them, it's like I think like you're opening yourself up for depression. At least I am. Yeah. But to sit down and look at that stuff, because you're usually doing it not sober.
I know something that
that's true.
That I found that it was really touching to me how much effort my mom put in to my brother's baby book as opposed to mine. By the time your second child comes around, you're not documenting every little thing that they do.
Yeah, I don't even think they do that anymore, right? No more baby books.
Well, I mean, I guess it depends on the people. Like, Grace still does, my daughter still does the, 1 month, 2 month, 3 month pictures on the special blankets and all that stuff. Yeah, so cute. And then, like, after 4 months, like, that ain't the same kid. He looks completely different now. Well, so wild.
Overcharging.
Like, if you have grandkids or little kids, well, if you have kids, you should see them every day, I think.
Yeah. But well, I hope so.
But if you
try to,
at a certain time, if you don't see them for 3 or 4 days in a row, they look like a completely different kid the next time you see them. So wild. Life is so fast.
So it's got to suck to be that every other weekend parent. You miss out on too much. Yeah. And it's odd.
Boy, that was tough. You're absolutely right.
But now there are more people that are comfortable with it because, like, oh, I got my weeks. I see the kids, on the weekends.
Some people look forward to it. Oh, yeah. They got kids this weekend. All right.
It's like, man, that's like the wrong attitude for it.
Like, man, they're going to be all growed up and leave you by yourself before it's all over with.
I feel like that's the same people who they go get divorced and they put a picture on Facebook together and like, I left this bitch. And she's like, I left this dummy. And like, we're single. We're going out tonight.
Yeah, but that's nice that they, it's rare, but that's nice that they can, Like me and my daughter's mom, like we get along now fine. Used to, we hate each other's guts. But now we're good. Because there's like a common goal now. It's like, you know what? Be good grandparents.
Yeah. It's a competition at this point.
No. I won that years ago.
You got to update your shirt every year now.
I know. Once you get the best dad or best grandpa socks, like, do you keep them forever? Or is there a revoting every year?
See, that's the thing. You got to get recertified.
Because I notice it doesn't say of all time. It just says world's greatest dad.
If it was the world's greatest grandpa, I would have had that mug for 20 straight years.
would have. If it was America's best, I would represent America in the Dad Olympics against other nations.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
That's something to aspire to. And did you know that the original red bike that Pee Wee Herman rode is going, it's been acquired by the Alamo. It was auctioned off. Sold around $125,000. So the collection joins the Alamo collection.
What is the connection there?
That's where he was going.
Okay, I didn't see the movie.
His big adventure.
See, for me, like, Pee Wee was...
You've never understood, like, the Large Marge references or anything like that?
No.
Oh, wow.
I didn't watch it a whole lot. I watched his documentary, Paul Rubens, So you kind of learn a bit from there. But for me, he was, like, competing with Ernest.
Not that we're on the level of Pee Wee Herman, but do you like the thought that what he did, where he not that he had a debilitating disease, but he started narrating his own movie before he died.
I think that's kind of cool. That was smart. He told his own story the way he wanted it told.
With no kind of worry about repercussion or whatever. And
I thought he'd have a little more regret about, you know, screwing Phil Hartman the way he did, but I guess he didn't. He just kind of wished they were buddies again. But, I mean, that was a co-creation.
Yeah, but you know how that thing is where, like, your cohort or whatever, you know, let's say a teammate goes on to another team and starts winning championships and doesn't see you that often. You become a little inner-jealous of that or whatever. Yeah. So I get that tone where he was like, yeah, man, he like became Mr. Big Time and kind of left us behind.
He was pigeonholed as Pee Wee. So you think he made himself accepted? Because I feel like he didn't always like it. But it was a moneymaker. It was his gimmick. And he was stuck with it.
I don't know. I mean, I like somebody like Weird Al Yankovic or even Carrot Top. Like this.
Oh, yeah.
What is that like outside of Vegas? Like
he's not respected, and he really is funny, but he's seen as a prop comic.
Like, yeah, yeah,
he is funny though.
Yeah, he just don't get that respect.
Did we see him when we were in Vegas?
I saw him naked once.
I saw it from, I was drunk though. I said, oh look, there's Carrot Top, and it was a Wendy's restaurant.
I understand how they're funny. The crack is stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You had to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys rule. She's already got a plane ticket, and she's going to be flying there, and he will ride his bike there alone. So.
And she's definitely going to beat him, and he's going to get mad pretty quick, I would imagine.
Yeah, probably right. And let's go ahead and bring her back. Rebecca, you know I have to legally ask you this. Are you, A, sure you want to do this? And also, to remind you and those listening, you gave us your husband's number, and you're not doing this for tickets or gifts or anything like that. Agree?
I am. Yep.
Okay.
I agree.
Okay.
Very good. But I don't say anything about the radio, right? Like with us being on the radio when I call him, yeah, right?
Like after you tell him everything, we'll jump on and probably, you know, probably someone, maybe Paige, will say something off color and it will make matters worse. And then, you know, this is all on the radio and all that stuff. But Fatboy, if you would please call Rebecca's husband. As soon as it starts dialing, I'll say his name so it is not exposed, the call. But you'll see why. I don't know too many people with this first name as a first name. I know people with this as a last name. Also, I remember a volleyball in a movie named Wilson.
Oh boy. Hello.
Morning, honey. You're on the radio right now. Please don't hang up. Please don't cuss.
What now?
Damn it, Rebecca, why did you have to go and do that? We just said, don't say you're on the radio.
You got record time on that one.
I know, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I got nervous.
Wait, Becca, who the hell is that talking?
Wilson, good morning. This is Matt Mann, Fatboy Page, the Rise Guys Morning Show. This is Truth and Consequences. We're live on the radio, and it's a segment we let listeners like your wife call friends, family, like you, to either confess something or holler at him real good, and you know, for doing something real bad to him. So this is all live.
Yeah, I know y'all. Listen, Jesus, Rebecca, what?
She wanted
the hell is going on?
She wanted to talk to you about. First off, thank you've heard of us. That's cool. I mean, it is. Yeah. You don't like us now, probably, but like, she wanted to talk to you about Denver.
Yeah, you better buckle up, man. That's all I gotta say.
Oh, Becca, come on. Are we really gonna do this in front of the whole damn town?
Yes, we are. All over the South. They're on several stations, but yeah, we are, because I've said it at home and you never listen. This time you will.
What are you talking about?
I'm not driving behind your motorcycle to Denver. I'm flying and I already booked it.
You did what now?
You can ride your Harley. I'll meet you there. I've followed you for years. I've had enough. I want a vacation where I don't have to drive 10 hours a day and show up sunburned and exhausted.
Baby, listen, I told you we could nail the luggage, ride together just once.
I don't want to ride that bike, Wilson. Okay, you know that. I have told you that from day one, but you keep planning these trips like it's about you and your bike. This one, I'm not doing it. I'm flying to Denver. You can ride or not. It's your call.
Oh. Wait. You're serious right now. You bought a flipping plane ticket already? You weren't even going to tell me about this?
I was going to tell you once I knew it was locked in. I don't want to deal with your dramatic reaction until it was done.
No, that's not how a marriage works, Becca. You just don't go behind my back and make a decision like that. That's not being a friend, and that's not being a good wife.
Excuse me?
I mean it. I don't even know if I can trust you right now. You embarrass me on the radio, and you're making me look like some kind of controlling jerk just because I wanted to share a trip with my wife?
Wilson, I didn't embarrass you. You're doing that all on your own. You care way too much what everybody thinks.
Oh, really? Yeah, well, when you get done being a glory hound, maybe you can call me back.
Oh, he hung up. Yeah, he's gone.
He's pissed off for sure. Oh,
damn, boy. Wilson.
He has an interesting accent. He sounds like he lived in the heat of the night, that city. He's
Sparta, Mississippi.
He is very, very Rebecca. I mean, he's real mad, huh? He's pissed.
Yeah, he's just mad. He'll cool off. He always worries way, way too much what everyone thinks.
He gaffes too much. That's the problem.
He what?
Gaffes? Like, you see them things, Dilligaff? Like, gives a F, like what people think.
He's number one.
Oh, he probably thinks all of Western North Carolina is going to laugh at him just because I don't want to ride 1,300 miles on his lawn chair with handlebars.
1,400 miles. If you're in the city, I think you are. But yeah, but plus, like, people all over South Carolina, Georgia, Tennessee, parts of Arizona.
She kind of sounded like Chief Gillespie. I'm not riding the motorcycle.
Like, there was one thing he said where he just went, now, come on now. Like, he just, I don't know, man.
Is it when he said, you're not being a good wife or a good friend?
So, Rebecca,
Wilson.
Good luck with that. Send us photos.
Yeah.
From the big roadie. And
I don't see why they can't just take the Jeep and tow the bike and then have the bike to drive around while you're on vacation.
Well, that's an interesting thought as well.
Yeah.
Then you'll have the best of both worlds, and she's feel safe, and he's got his bike.
Yeah, that's like, is that what happens when you guys go somewhere? Like, just, you're in the car still, and he's just on the bike?
Like, when you, like, go to dinner, does he ride the bike, and you have to drive behind him in the Jeep then, too? Or because you never ride the bike at all, right, Rebecca?
I mean, occasionally I will, but I have to be careful about it because it's give him an inch, he's going to take a mile. Yeah. So I limit it now. And we have talked about doing that, but he just wants to ride the motorcycle. Everything gets centered around him riding that bike.
Yeah. Well, he might not give you any inches after what you did today. So.
He doesn't trust you as a friend or a wife. All right. Rebecca, thank you very much, and good luck with that, okay?
All right, thank you, guys.
All right, have a good morning.
All right, big time, Bex.
If that's the least of their problems.
Do you, of course, I say this when she's gone, do you think she really has bought a ticket? I don't. I think that's kind of that was her move to say.
I don't know, man. She sounded frustrated enough to, she really wasn't going to get on that bike.
I mean, I or the car. Get it, why people would be afraid of ride down the back of a motorcycle that far.
That would suck.
It really would.
That would, even if you're like a biker.
Uh-huh.
And like, the woman, first off, I gotta imagine, because the woman on the bike, she's gotta split them legs real far open because she's sitting behind the guy.
And
so when she gets off, it's gonna look like she's been riding the horse for two days.
Well, the reason why I think you should tow it, because you never know what the weather's gonna be like, and it would suck to be riding all day long in the rain.
Well, it's just hot now. You got hot wind on your face.
Hot.
No air conditioning.
Yeah, and they say you're a bitch if you have a windshield on your bike, so, like, you're going to be eating bugs and stuff all the way from here to Colorado. God, what an awful... even if you love riding a bike, that has to like just make your butt hurt. The thought of it.
Yeah.
Plus, you know he's going to pull over and like, I got to take a picture off of get some gas.
When you get out, even if you don't have ape hangers, you just got regular. You're going to be walking around like you're a bodybuilder all the time because your arms are like in that same position.
Uneasy rider.
So do you think Road Wild, like Sting, you know, and all those guys rode their Harleys all the way to Sturgis?
Absolutely not.
They had to fly in somewhere, right?
I mean, somebody rode them there. I mean,
there are people that are committed to it, but I just don't think it's a good idea. If she's not happy, it just seems like she's terrified. And would be an anxiety attack all day long if I was afraid of riding on the back of a motorcycle. And
see, these are this is the problem, though. Here's a text. He should know. And this is probably a guy texting. He should know by now, if mom ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. That's an awful, you know, that's the way my childhood was. And it was like, it should be, we just want everybody to be happy.
Yeah, that
shouldn't be like, if mama's not happy,
I hate
nobody's
that.
Happy.
I don't like people where you have to walk around on eggshells and you're afraid to say or do anything because they're going to be a blanks, you know.
It's like, that should not dominate every decision, right? Like, is mom going to get pissed?
Yeah, you know, no, we'll it shouldn't it. Be like, or is daddy going to get pissed either? But that's annoying. It's like you're calling the woman a bitch.
B-Wongs religiously spread the gospel of the saviors of morning radio wherever and whenever they can.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. The Rise
Guys. Break it down. Live from callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina, it's time to say, hey, famous people born today on the 23rd of July. Happy birthday.
Oh, we got some good ones today, man. I said the other day I put that list up against any of them. This is a pretty good list, too. We'll start with this. This is the Harry Potter theme song.
Man, you know, again, people think I'm lying when I say it. I've never seen any of those movies.
I can't say it as good as Malfoy. Potter.
Harry Potter.
Potter.
Is it the main guy?
It is Daniel Radcliffe.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah. It's Potter's birthday. Potter.
Is he a guy that... I know he's done other movies, but is he forever typecast, though?
Yeah, he was Weird Al. But I don't know if that was real. Like, it was a real movie, but I don't know if it was... Like, he didn't really hook up with Madonna. That was just in the movie.
Oh.
So I think it was loosely based on his life.
So Harry Potter was a wizard? I mean,
Yeah, he was, you know, he went to Hogwarts to learn his craft, but he was also a parcel mouth. He could talk to snakes.
I thought if you had Hogwarts, you had to go to the health department.
You probably should have that looked at.
You ever rode the Warthog Express?
No.
What about the night bus?
No.
It was a double decker.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I haven't done those in years. Hard to get up on the back of the toilet now.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
You don't have a cloak of invisibility, do you?
No. Oh, boy, God, I wish.
You're probably a Hufflepuff, too.
If you had the cloak of a Hufflepuff, that's a Pokemon Hufflepuff. Character, isn't it?
You gotta climb a house.
Are you all right, a Hufflepuff? Squirtle, watch out.
I tried to be a Slytherin, but I wasn't a Slytherin.
You were a Slytherin.
It was slithering this way and that. Daniel Radcliffe is 40. No. Is he? I'm going to 38 for George Rogers.
41.
Harry Potter is 36 years old.
36 now. I went to Universal and did not ride the big ride.
Why not?
Because that was when my daughter was younger, and, you know, it's like I'd feel weird if I made her and her mom stand there and wait on me to ride it.
Did she grow up, or like, she like Harry Potter? Did she get into it?
No. She's not a nerd, so. And she can't read, so. I tell you what, y'all that are into them, though, you're committed. You're committed. That thing's bigger than the Bible. And y'all read it, know it all, and
so many of them.
Work in a chapter of the Bible while you're at it.
We talked about her yesterday. It was odd we mentioned her name, and now it's...
Joan Jett? Pat Benatar, I mean.
No, this is Destiny's Child. We couldn't figure out who the third one was.
Kelly Rowland.
No, we knew her because we met
Michelle
her.
Michelle... Williams.
It is Michelle Williams' birthday.
I'm going to say Michelle Phillips.
Not the actor.
She was a mama.
She was. Not a papa.
No, she was a mama. Her hind is clean.
Yeah, the other Michelle Williams, the actress, she's naked in a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah?
It is very awesome.
47?
48.
Michelle Williams is 46 years old today.
What was Destiny's Child by themselves? What was their big hit?
They had a few. This was one, Bootylicious.
I thought Bootylicious was just Beyonce.
No, it was Destiny's Child. I think it was one of the comeback songs. Mm-hmm. You had Bills, Bills, Bills. You had
Oh, that was by Motley Crue.
They had a few.
Bills, Bills, Bills. It's a big, beautiful bill.
It's big.
Okay, so this is a politician, an American soldier or dignitary of some kind.
No, but no, not a politician. Involved with one.
Is her last name Trump?
No, but it is a woman. She's only famous for one thing. At this point,
Monica Lewinsky.
It is Monica Lewinsky. Oh, she looks great now, man.
Does she?
Oh yeah.
Like what does? I mean, not that she should like run and hide, and not have a public life, but what is she? What do you see her doing or whatever? Is she like an activist for?
Yeah, she's out there, you know, and she's on a lot of different shows. She'll guest on. Of course, everybody's got a podcast now. She does that. Instagram's pretty active. She didn't hide. She.
I bet she never wears blue. Ever. Like, she did not want to be caught.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? That was a pretty good show. They do these American, you know, Ryan Murphy does these takes on, like, OJ, and then they did one with Bill and Monica.
Let me tell you, and many of you will laugh at me right now. I don't watch as much TV as I used to, but I started, I didn't finish it. I'm Mike Page, but I will finish it. And it's a series on Netflix called Trainwreck. Oh, dude, remember the poop cruise?
The poop
cruise? No, I didn't see that one, but I see people talking about it.
Wow. Wow.
You got to watch the one about the chick missing. That one's good, too.
On the cruise ship?
Yeah.
Okay, so I added that to the queue. Yeah.
Oh, but I heard about that one.
I remember the poop cruise going on where like they were stuck at sea, man, with no food and no running water, and they were having poop to cruise. Doo-doo in trash bags and then burn them.
Oh, Lord.
On the Lido deck, they're just burning doo-doo. On the Lido,
they're burning doo-doo.
Just throw it in the water.
Well, it's a plastic. You're going, why do you have a dolphin with a doo-doo bag stuck on his dorphin or whatever?
It's like a Tootsie Roll to a shark.
Dolphin's dorphin. look, here's... it's,
oh, wow. They don't show the act in the show, by the way. But it's still a good show.
51. My favorite NASCAR number.
52.
She is 52 years old. I don't have baseball music, so we'll keep this music going for a Red Sox forever in our heart until he became a distraction, the problem, and he got traded
to John Rocker?
To the Cubbies.
Oh.
He would have become a Dodger later in his career. That's what he finished up with. Number 5.
Oh, hold on now. I don't want you to say it yet.
It was a shock.
Oh, Wade Boggs.
No.
No. He started off as a Red Sox.
He was a Red Sox.
Was a Yankee at some time?
Nope.
No Yankee.
He got traded to the Cubbies.
Cubs.
It was a shock when he got traded. Then he signed with the Dodgers. Shortstop.
Give me the initials.
N.G. He fidgeted with his back gloves more than anybody in the league.
Oh, Noma! Yeah, Mia Hamm just had a birthday. That's why we were talking about Noma.
Yes, Nomar's...
And then he's married to her or what?
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nomar Garciaparra, the pride of Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets baseball, many others. Boy, he had a nose on him, didn't he? I'm going to say Nomar is 52.
I'll say 52.
He is also 52 years old. The organization realized that they had to get off of Nomar if they wanted to be a little bit better as far as the sabermetrics went.
You know, you mentioned the batting gloves. So he is part of the problem of why OCD ball players, baseball players, made the game so long.
Really is.
You remember the ones who'd have to, like, kick their cleats a certain amount of times? Turk Wendell's, the pitcher, was weird about stepping on the lines. And
Turk.
Superstition?
Yeah, just very superstitious. You need to get your life right. You just pray.
Hey, Rich Hill just broke the record for oldest player to pitch in a game.
Is he still a Cardinal?
No, I was a Cub. Royals called him back last night. 45 years old.
God bless.
Broke up Bartolo Colon's record.
You know, why does he not come out with a fragrance? It makes no sense. Are you wearing Bartolo Colon? Why, yes, I am.
Very easy. Bartolo Colon. Hey, it's the noche.
Allison Krauss.
It's Allison Krauss. She sounded like one of the sirens that turned Pete into a toad.
She was, right? When she wanted those voices?
At least she was.
Yeah. I tell you what, this song itself makes me so sad.
It's one of the greatest voices ever.
Is there a Keith Whitley documentary, like a real one, like somebody really in the know made, not just somebody with a YouTube channel? Because I'd love to watch it. Wow, like a double text there. Just very sad, very sad.
Jeff Healey, too. It's sad that he's passed. Somebody showed a picture of his gravesite the other day, and it was a very nice headstone.
Roadhouse. Allison Krauss, I would say, is 55. I feel like her regular voice would be annoying, 54. But her singing voice is sweet.
Paige nailed it.
54?
54 years old, Allison Krauss.
Matthew, come in here. I've made you some dinner. I'm like, come on with that little voice.
So sweet.
I feel like she wouldn't need Union Station to make it.
That's where she didn't have confidence. She had to have a backing band, so all the pressure wasn't just on her.
Yeah.
Tesh.
It's not Tesh. It's an NBA player.
I'm sick of that commercial, by the way.
Oh, yeah, because it's coming back.
I'm sick of him standing in the middle of what looks to be the forum, but I don't know where. And he's got this big synthesizer, and he's standing like he's getting ready to fight in a boxing match or something, and he's like...
They got the new edition of Round Ball Rock that he did. I wonder what Jordan's going to be on the... because he's going to be on the coverage. This guy faced Jordan in the 96 finals, I believe it was. Was it 96? He's the glove.
Oh, Gary Payton.
It's Gary Payton's birthday. Pretty sure it was 96. Jordan said he had no problems with the glove.
You know, I don't know that why that's the nickname. I really don't. I was about to say, and I totally slipped my mind. He said before why he was the glove.
He's one of the greatest defenders in the history of the game.
Did he give himself the nickname, though?
I don't think he did.
That's good. All athletes and people, stuff, they're giving themselves their own nicknames now. And that's not cool.
They can't do it.
Well, you'd give yourself a better nickname than other people would, so I guess you wouldn't like that.
I didn't come up with Matt Man.
He did get a ring with the Heat, though, later in his career. I liked it when they let the players do the pick their nicknames on their jerseys. And then Ray Allen had his Jesus Shuttlesworth.
Yeah.
It's like it was just a finish to the greatest basketball movie ever made. Like he actually made to the NBA. The glove.
Yeah, I know, man. Let's see, 90. I'm just doing some.
God, it was good teams. Nate McMillan, Detlef Schrempf, Sean Kemp.
I'm gonna go 58. I think that's about right.
59.
This dude is 57 years old.
Shoot fire and brimstone.
His son plays for the Warriors, and he's coaching in the Big Three.
Do you not? Are you like me when I've probably said this before? When an athlete has a junior, he becomes a junior, but then they just refer to him only as the one.
Yeah,
like they don't mention he's a junior anymore, like Michael Harris.
Well, in
Moneymaker Mike
Peyton's son's situation, he's the third. So I guess Gary Payton himself is a junior.
Gary Payton Manning is his name. we named you after the glove. Your name's Gary Payton Manning.
Your name's Bruce Sutter because we looked at a glove. Man.
You got a big red beard when he came out of your mama, so we called you Bruce Sutter.
This is he came up with this riff as a warm up in his practice session.
Slash.
Yeah, but it's Slash's birthday.
You gotta love Slash.
Do you like forward slash or backward slash?
Why don't they do something with that and have some fun with it? I saw he was at a Waffle House, and it was really him, and they said he tipped very, very well.
You have to. That's why I wear a disguise when I go out.
Is that why?
Yeah.
What did we find out about Slash? Something that surprised us. It might have been his ethnicity.
Well, there was that, and then there was the his first name is Saul.
Yeah.
That's kind of odd.
That wasn't shocking, though.
And then also, that wasn't real Jack Daniels at the MTV Awards because they wouldn't let them take real liquor onto the stage. Or you couldn't drink liquor on stage. You cannot drink beer or alcohol on television or on commercials.
Maybe he doesn't really smoke. That's what it was.
Yeah, right.
You know that big hair's got to smell like Marlboro?
You imagine what them Converse All-Stars smell like? He always wearing Converse. Big-ass hat. Wears a hat like Big or Rich wore. I can't remember which one.
Rich?
Yeah.
No, he didn't. Well, they both had hats, but Big had the big one.
I'm going to say Saul is 62.
63.
It's a big one. 60 years old. I thought he's a little bit older.
Yeah.
Eric LaSalle, Dr. Peter Benton, ER, 63. Woody Harrelson. You want to guess Woody real quick?
Nope.
64 years old.
Oh, wow. You don't like Woody?
I don't like pedophiles, Paige.
Dang. I got to research on Woody.
Wait a minute.
I think about that.
Hold on. Who'd you say?
Woody Harrelson.
Okay. I thought you said Woody Allen. My bad.
I thought I said Woody Hayes.
Like, Woody Hayes? That punching coach?
Oh, my God.
Damn.
Not the stupid columnist either.
You know, maybe that's how Mandela Effect stuff is. You thought he died, but they were saying a man named Della died in Africa in prison today. And everyone just got confused.
Woody's 64.
Yeah, he's not a pedophile.
Happy heavenly birthdays to Nappy Headed Hose himself. Old Deirdre's old man. Don Imus would have been 85 years old. Never heard at all.
He's one of those guys where, like, maybe the radio people before me beloved him. I never got that.
I was never exposed to him.
Never understood that.
It's like I didn't get the Cousin Brucey bit because I never heard him.
Nope.
Philip Seymour Hoffman would have been 58 years old.
God, he's dead. That's right.
Great actor. And
did he take his life?
He did. Overdosed.
Yeah.
Calvert DeForest. You may know him as Larry Bud Melman. From David Letterman. Yeah, would have been 104 years old.
Damn.
A lot of birthdays, man. I didn't even get to Marlon Wayans. He's got a birthday.
Are we going to guess?
You want to guess? You can guess real quick.
Well, you've went out of order now, so it's going to be hard. Marlon Wayans. I was just shot in the dark for Ozzy.
We're out of order.
50 years old.
51.
53 for Marlon Wayans.
Oh, where am I?
And he's one of the younger ones. Kenan Ivory's the oldest, and then Damon, second oldest. Now, maybe Kim's older than Damon. I can't remember.
Yes, you're right. Yeah. You're right. God, it's and then the patriarch though is Kenan Ivory, right?
Well, the oldest brother, oldest sibling.
Do you ever think it was weird that a black guy's middle name was Ivory? It just—I mean, it's just odd, right?
Just the fact that, you know, Damon tried to get on SNL, didn't happen, and they all created their own show and Living Color.
I absolutely loved that, and the fact that they passed on Jim Carrey but took him on Mad TV, or not Mad TV,
and he was huge
not
on
Mad
there.
TV
in Living Color.
In Living Color, yeah. That's where J Lo was discovered as a fly girl.
Yep.
She was on.
All the big stars came from that show. What was the Jim Carrey character where he wore a tutu and chewed tobacco?
Oh, God dang it. What was it? I keep thinking of Fire Marshal Bill.
Would snort? I don't know.
I remember that.
Okay.
With a big buck tee.
Tomorrow is Thursday, so just remember that as you go throughout your day today.
You might be thirsty.
Yeah, and if you are... go drink tonight. Only if you have a job and you're a woman. That's the rules for today.
Yeah. Working women.
But tomorrow's anybody.
There's never a day for unemployed guys. Never.
No, there should be.
There should be. Get today's podcast. You can text podcast to 1-800-774-0093. At a time now. Shoot fire. Wave your hands. Wash your hands.
Wave them.
Take your shirt off. Twist it around your head like a helicopter. Good morning, everybody.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.